Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Another episode of the Saints Block Party podcast. Free agency has started in the NFL. The Saints made a move. Technically, free agency doesn't start until tomorrow, but the negotiation window, wink, unwink, whatever, opened officially on Monday, even though that stuff's been talked about since the combine and even probably before then. But before we get into anything, that's my cat. Can we just take a moment to finally rejoice that the thing that Ryan and I have been asking for fucking years is finally happening, that Hans Zimmer is going to do a U.S. tour? Can we talk about it?
Ryan. Bro, I got to be in there, bro. I got to be in there.
It's a must, bro.
Tears, bro. Wait, that Inception?
When Tom hit, bro. Been waiting long time. Ryan don't care where it is. We will figure it out. And Jay already said it out, she was like, Jay was like, she's like, that's you and Ryan. Yes. Yes, yes, it is.
I gotta have a talk with Bree.
She gonna say who?
A hard or what?
Hey, baby. Me and Adam gonna go to this concert and listen to Hans Zimmer.
Who that who is? A whole name, huh?
Hans? From there? No. Oh shit, bro. Anyway, so the US tour will be announced tomorrow. This has nothing fucking to do with football. And honestly, don't care. Like, this our moment. Anyway, free agency. The Saints are on the board. They signed former Chiefs linebacker, two-time Super Bowl champion, Willie Gay. And an interesting move in that one of the last conversations we had on this podcast, we were talking about Pete Warner and something else the Saints did. They extended essentially DeMario Davis for 2 years, you know, ghost years, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, DeMario Davis will retire a New Orleans Saint, which is great. But like the thing with, I just kept going back to the whole Pete Warner thing. I was like, are they going to extend
him? Right.
And teams, no matter if they're wrong or right, teams will always let you know what they think of the team or of a player in the moves that they make in free agency and the moves they make in the draft. And them signing a 26-year-old Willie Gay, and I get it, it's only a one-year deal. It's like $3 million guaranteed, up to $5 million, you know, with incentives. That to me was very, very telling. I think it's a very good signing. Anytime you watch a Chiefs game, Willie Gay flashed, good in coverage, just a good modern NFL linebacker. And him next to DeMario, assuming, you know, what I don't know what his role is going to be, but if he's starting next to DeMario, that is a good linebacker core. What does that mean for Pete Warner? I don't know.
Gotta compete. Gotta compete, baby. It's an interesting signing, though. I'm going to have to go back and study him, but I know, like, I've seen him play, obviously, a bunch, but I never, like, keyed on him, like, how good is he and stuff like that. So I'm going to go back and watch, but it's interesting, bro, because, you know, I think I'm sure they looked at the tape this past year and said, you know, that linebacker spot we could get better at. We can get a little better than that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, not saying Pete Werner getting cut or nothing like that, but, I mean, bruh, you know, like, you got to – time to step it up. I've been hearing about how smart you are and your tape dog and all that. I got to see it on the field, bruh, because I – things just wasn't looking right. I saw his rookie year and the Pete I saw this past year, ain't right.
Didn't even seem like remotely close to the same player. What changed? I don't know.
I don't know.
But Saints are on the board. As the Discord is in Twitter saying, kind of doing some bargain bin shopping. And listen, the Saints, at least the first three moves or three players that they've been attached to in free agency thus far, right? Maddox, the slot corner from Philadelphia, hasn't played a lot. Chase Young, obviously pass rusher, formerly of the Commanders and Niners. And then they signed Willie Gay. Those are three players on the defense. I'm not saying this is 100% sure, but that leads me to believe to some degree their goal is to add talent to the defense. And it seems like maybe a little bit, they're like, we got the guy for who we need offensively. The talent that we have on the offensive side of the ball, to some degree, Clint Kubiak gonna come in. He got to make it cook. And this is what it is.
Right. Interesting, we hadn't heard Andrew Speed's name yet.
Very.
I mean, linked to Saints or linked to any other team so far. I don't know if I missed anything, but I know I did a search earlier. And I didn't see nothing. So that's interesting, you know, notable, just to see how that works out. Will they make an attempt at signing an offensive tackle, whether it's Pete or somebody? I don't know. I mean, bro, them checks. Them contracts is rolling out yesterday to OTs and guards.
Guards who
paid. I was like, God damn. I mean, average guards were getting paid big money.
The Panthers, it's funny, and I think Jim Nagy, who runs the Senior Bowl, and other people have made the analogy, like the Panthers really are trying like the Drew Brees approach with the shorter quarterback with Bryce Young, like load up on the interior, so that pocket's clean, and how they're kind of building the team. And but yeah, right, the numbers for like that Robert Hunt contract.
Ooh. It's like, man, we wouldn't know. Wouldn't even sniffing that, boy.
it hold on. It is a five, was it 5 year 100 mil? That we're in that right?
Right.
Yeah. Five
about
million.
20 a year, yeah.
Yeah, 20 a year, 36 million guaranteed.
Go get it. Hey, they was doling out money, bro. Like, that cap went up a little bit. I mean, even Philly paying a running back. It paid Saquon Barkley.
Saquon,
you know, I know the analytic nerds are like, you can't pay a running back, blah, 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 blah. You know they love Philly. Like, Philly is their, like, analytic darlings.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Oh, they pay no money and they never pay running backs. And, you know, things come back around sometimes. You need a running back. Sometimes you need a running back. Like, okay, if you need a running back, go get a running back.
And that, to me, is an indication that they paid Jalen Hurts. But now they, like, can Jalen be the, like, dog? Like, can he lead
dog?
Just so many fascinating things. I know this is a Saints podcast, but so much has happened in free agency with Derrick Henry going to the Ravens.
Ooh, I like that. I just like it.
Joe Mixon went to the Texans. Daniil Hunter.
Seventh round pick?
Yeah, because they were going to cut him.
He was going to cut him. It was like, yeah.
The Packers signed Josh Jacobs, and they cut Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones immediately goes to Minneapolis, bro. Like, this is the shit that I love it. It's so much that it's been a lot to kind of keep.
Oh man,
track of.
I was just like, been a, I was just like, nah, stop.
It's been a flurry. But with the Eagles signing, let's walk this back. Saints interested in Chase Young. He has a visit scheduled with the Saints. I don't even know who the other team was. And then our guy in our Discord that is connected says that also the Ravens also potentially are interested in Chase Young as well. The pull that I get from Chase Young of yes, I understand. I get it. I really do. But then it's also the flip side of I don't know, Ryan. I don't know.
It's a boom or bust free agency signing. And honestly, it's not much evidence of boom. You are hoping there's boom, but it just hadn't been much boom in his career. It's a very risky, depending on the money. It's the huge thing.
If they could get him, throw this out there, 1 year, $13 million.
I think this is going to be his going rate. It's going to be between 11, kind of like Davenport last year when he went to the Vikings. I think he got what 50.
Davenport almost got up to 10 this year from the Lions. Davenport will always have a place in the league strictly by his genetic, athletic profile and makeup. Period.
That's it.
Period. Don't matter what his tape show, don't matter, because there is someone out there that can be like, I can get it out of him. I can change him.
Because that's the thing. You could find cut-ups from throughout his career where he's walloping a quarterback. It's like, ooh.
Gotta look hard, though. But, yeah, you can find him.
Gotta look hard. You can find him. Especially the last, 2 years. You gotta go back to, 1920, something like that. But, that's fast. It just shows you how bad. If you affect the passer, you gonna always get paid, bro. You protect the passer. If you get after the passer, you gonna get paid. Your boy from the Dolphins, what's his name?
Christian Wilkins.
I mean, he got broke off.
Well deserved,
bro. Hey, well deserved. Yeah, he's a really good player, but it's just if you can rush the pass in any kind of way, you can get paid. Bro. Saints weren't sniffing no pass rush.
None. And the only one that they might sniff is someone like the Chase Young may need to take a 1 year prove it deal. I'd be very interested in wondering, being that both Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack were available.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That would be interesting, but we talked about the Eagles and them signing Bryce Huff. So then that got me to thinking, obviously the Eagles have Josh Sweat on the trade block. They got Hassan Reddick on the trade block. Let me put this out here right now. Keep Hassan Reddick away from the New Orleans Saints. That's not a slight against Hassan Reddick at all. I think he's a good player. I think he's shown flashes. But if you want to talk about a team that would not know how to utilize that man's skill set at all, it is the New Orleans Saints. No way. I don't want to trade a seventh for Hassan Reddick, bro.
And who's the example of that?
Oh, no, new Philly Eagle himself? Zach Bond?
Man, I got a tickle out of that one, bro. I literally laughed out loud when I saw that sign. I'm like,
it makes so much sense.
You can see it. We've been talking about this so long, bro. We've been podcasting, we've been talking about this.
Almost four years.
We say he's going to leave. He's going to go to New England with Bill Belichick back.
The Patriots, Eagles.
Eagles. I always compared him to Hassan Reddick. How the Eagles use Hassan Reddick. Not that they're the same player, but just how you use a player.
He's going to get minimum 5 sacks next season. Book it, Ryan.
And I just want to know what happened. I really want to know what happened, who pounded the table for him, who came up with the vision for him, the lack of vision. Like, what happened? I just want to know what happened. What was the thought process? Not only when you drafted him, but after you drafted him. Like, what were y'all thinking about?
So they watched film of him, like extensive film of him. And they saw that he rushed the passer almost exclusively at Wisconsin. And in their mind, they were like, you know what? Let's make him an off-ball linebacker. Okay. That in and of itself, dumb. But right. at what point do you not as an organization realize, maybe we didn't make the right decision. Maybe we should have just kept him at what he did at Wisconsin and corrected that move. And you know what? They did, like, his final season, like half, like three-fourths of this season, and then he plays well, and he gets, bro, that interception against C.J. Stroud, bro, that we saw. That's the last thing, that one, and then he gets a sack, and then he does the Jordan shrug, bro, like.
They'll forget it. God bless him, bro. I wish him well, man. I hope he has a good career.
The Saints being linked to Maddox of the formerly of the Eagles is very interesting to me. It's a player who has played the slot, has missed a lot of games recently. And it's funny, one of our listeners, Chocolate Lady 3, maybe off the top of my head. Yeah. On Twitter was like, oh, they're trying to be interested in like Maddox, but they're also using like a player missing time as a way of justification of why they want to get rid of like Marshawn Lattimore. So like it makes sense.
Make it make sense.
And like here's the thing about Maddox, and maybe I've watched a lot of Philly games. Like at times, like was he a decent slot corner? Yes, but most of the time when I'm watching a Philly game, he was getting cooked. Like he was like, what?
That's what I remember.
Am I misremembering?
No, I don't think so.
It feels like he would be the new Bradley Roby, bro. That's what it would feel like.
That's the role.
At that point, just bring back Yadam, and I know Yadam didn't play in the slot. He played outside last season. Can he not be cross-trained to play the slot? Does he have a skill set?
What are we doing here? I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't get it, bro. I don't know. And I would be like remiss to not think that if they were interested in signing Maddox, to me, like that's like a like just a flag, like. Why would you need a slot? Because in theory, the outside would be Adebo, Lattimore. And then you got to figure out, you know, if Alante can play the slot, can't play the slot, what have you. So why is them being interested in Maddox is an indication to me that there still is, I won't say a want likely of them trading Marshawn Lattimore. It hasn't happened yet, but it's still there.
Still there. Still in the plans.
Yes.
And, you know, it probably could be something that won't happen until after June, you know? So it's just going to be one of those wait and see things. But, yeah, I mean, this overall free agency so far, Saints fans getting antsy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see them like, man, do something. Part of me feels that way because I want chaos and fun, but I also understand it from a business standpoint. Like we talk about the cap all the time, but you know, at some point, man, like you gotta. It's not the fact that the bill comes due. Sometimes you just want to be a little smart, you know. And like I do wonder
a measured approach,
and they have done it the past couple of years. They made a splash with Derek Carr last year, but other than that, it was.
I guess Jamal in theory wasn't a splash because that was like.
So, I mean, you know, I understand what they're doing, but my question is who is imposing that? Like, is that coming from Gale? Is that coming from Loomis? Like, who is imposing that approach? Because it's not like they can't. People saying, well, they can't sign anybody. They can. If they wanted to, they can sign somebody.
They can.
They could sign somebody easily to a $2 million base salary with a $20 million signing bonus or whatever. They can do that. But, you know, Gail got to write that check. Gail got to get into that purse. And I just wonder who's imposing that. Like, is Gail saying, like, look, I didn't spend a lot of money last couple of years. I didn't wrote Derek Carr, each quarterback, a $60 million check straight up. And all I got was booze in the Superdome and empty seats. No playoffs. We've switched out coaching staffs on the defensive side, and we switched out the whole coaching staff on the offensive side. Y'all telling me this was the key. Y'all said Derek Carr was a perfect match for the current offensive staff, but now he's not a match, so now the new offensive staff got to fix it. Y'all got to make it work. I'm not writing no more checks. Figure it out. That I wonder if that's happened. I have no clue. And no clue, I probably man. Never that's, will.
That's such a, yeah. That'd be, oh, man. Ooh. We'll never know, bro. We'll never know, bro.
But it's just interesting that they are operating at such a measured approach when they've been, you know, go-ho trying to win now the past couple of years. And now they, you know, looking at dudes like Maddox and, you know, Chase Young and all that. Like, I don't know. Something interesting going on.
But man, here's the thing, though. That Chase Young one, like, that's name brand. That's name power.
That's name.
So, like, that's something that they could, like, sell us as, you know, other fans are like, look, they went out and signed Chase Young. And here's the thing. Chase Young, there are times in the Super Bowl and also times in that Lions game in that comeback in the second half where Chase Young looked like Chase Young, who was drafted, you know, top three in the draft, right? The question just becomes, like, if you're signing him to a one-year, $13 million deal, you have Big Creep, you have Cam, who's an aging player. Does Chase Young essentially just become like your starting in, and then Cam just becomes a rotational player or what? I don't know how it will look. I don't know. But something I will say also, you know, to this point, getting kind of back to the Marshawn thing is, I feel I can put this out there confidently. The team wants a first for Marshawn. The team wants a first. Okay. The sense overall in the league is that teams are hoarding their picks very much this season, this year. So this upcoming draft. My pick, right?
Oh, yeah.
So team wants a first, and I don't even know if there's like a qualifier if it's like a 2024 first. I don't know if maybe a pick 2025. That I don't know, but they want a first. I think if we are being realistic about the potential compensation that they might get from Marshawn Lattimore if he's traded, look no further than that Carlton Davis trade to the Lions.
And that was a third round pick?
Ugh. Which, like, I don't know how they could. I mean, I know how they could, but like, Marshawn Lattimore is like tiers and tiers and tiers above Carlton Davis as a player.
Period.
To get similar, if you get like almost the exact same value from a team of the third round pick that the Lions gave up for Carlton, like, that's gross, bro. That's gross, Ryan.
Hang up the phone. I mean, I just wouldn't do it, you know.
And I hope it comes to a point where they realize that the cost of it doesn't cost doesn't outweigh the end result.
Right. Like, what are we getting? Like, what are in the big picture? What are we getting for this? Like, just so DA could.
There it is. That's exactly it.
Like, nah, bro. No.
The best corner in franchise history, bro. That, oh my god, bro. Like, ooh, that would be disgusting. That'd be disgusting.
That'd be gross, bro. That'd be gross. And look, this time of the year is probably the worst time to try to trade somebody because, like you said, teams hoarding picks, they got the draft coming up. Every team think, like, man, we go in this draft, we're gonna get the filler players we need. So nobody really wanna give up high picks. Now, after the draft, they wait till, you know, June, July, especially like August. August come training camp, you get injuries. Teams start to realize like where they really at in the pecking order. You know, then you could kind of strike gold where a team might say, man, if I just get one, if I give me a good corner, man, we could make a run to the championship, whatever. Then you could strike while the iron's hot. So if they're going to play it, they really need to be patient. If somebody offer a third, hang up. You know what I'm saying? Hang up. You know, like, don't be out there on the corner, you know, selling ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be out there. Don't be on Chef Mentor, bro. Don't be on Chef Mentor selling ass, bro. Hang up the phone, man. Let somebody come to you with an offer and make you say, okay, now we talking. Don't go out there just trying to look for something, man. You know, because it's hustling backwards, bro. Like,
that's all it is, man.
Just makes no sense to me. Makes no sense. And then they got themselves caught up in a deadline, so teams could be like, I'm just going to wait. You know, because come September, he get with the guarantees kicking and all that stuff, you know, so.
We'll see, man.
We'll see,
man. We'll see. Kirk Cousins, Falcon. $45 million per season. $90 million guaranteed at signing, Ryan.
This man need to like do some courses on negotiations, something, bro. Cause he don't leave out. Well, I think it was Lombardi I was listening to today. Like you say, they don't leave a dollar on the table. Not a dollar. They gonna get every penny. Gonna leave the team, whatever. He ain't no
man.
This is where we gonna stand on business.
The tweet that said Kirk Cousins is going to negotiate with a bomb strapped to him, bro. Come like a hostage situation. What we gonna do?
And the thing is, I don't know if any other team was in. I mean, I know it was the Vikings, but it seemed like the Vikings just set like a. They set a line like, hey, we're not going to pay no more than, what, 33, 35, and we ain't going above that.
They pulled the Mickey. They pulled the Loomis.
Pulled the Mickey. We ain't, that's where we at. We ain't doing no. And I mean, then it was the Falcons. It's like, Falcons just said, look, man, we're going to get up. They did, Falcons did like what the Saints did last year. Like, man, we're going to get the quarterback. You know what I'm saying? And look, I mean, Kurt is a better quarterback than Derek Carr. I don't think that's that's breaking news or anything like that.
No.
It's gonna be interesting, brother. The debate on Twitter, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, he's 36 coming off Achilles, you know, like, why would I be scared of some Kirk Cousins? It's not so much about scared, but it's just like you going from the Riddler to
Kirk Cousins. Tim carrying that bitch.
Yeah, like you going from the Riddler to Kirk Cousins, like. I mean, Riddle was horrible. He was a horrible quarterback. And we lost a game to him. And we lost.
And the game that he was cutting us up, bro.
Cutting us up. So, and you're going to him to Kirk Cousins, who has diced up the Saints defense, DA's defense, quite a bit over the years.
Man, so that's all I'm saying. It was a stat. I forgot what it was. Of like Kurt's numbers playing the Saints this game. It was like 16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in like the last 5 games.
Like a 116 quarterback rating or something like that against our vaunted defense. So like miss me with that, bro. Like I'm not saying the Falcons about to go to the Super Bowl or nothing like that. I'm just saying it's going to be like the competition level has raised, you know?
It has. It absolutely has.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Anything we want to keep this. It's late. It's what, 10, 12 here. It's midnight where Ryan is. So we're not going to go super, super long, but we did want to hit this free agency. Anything that you want the Saints to come out of or with this free agent class? So they got a linebacker.
Not a linebacker, which I did like. That was on my list. I mean, who's left, bro?
Oh my goodness, I was looking earlier. It's a long list. All positions, bro. Lot of players out there.
I don't think they're gonna touch a wide receiver. Maybe like what kind of wide receiver is this? Because this is a trash wide receiver.
And DJ said like teams like because of the wide receiver draft, bro. Like they ain't studying these wide receivers at all. You got like Allen Robinson, Odell, Tyler Boyd, Curtis Samuel, MBS, DJ Chark, our favorite Deontay Hardy, Miko Hardman.
You know, I'm still a believer in Curtis Samuel. Not a believer, but like I still want to feel like, man, you could get something out of him. That's somebody I wouldn't mind because the Saints need juice. I've been saying that the Saints need. So I would try to find like a affordable player I can get that's a little juicy.
So the only reason I made that reaction is on Spot Track, they give what the calculated market value is for like a player like Curtis Samuel. Mm-hmm. And I saw it and I almost like $11.5 million for Curtis Samuel?
You better adjust that.
3 years, $34 million? What?
Oh, you mean that's for like $11 million? For 1 year? Oh, man. That's just not happening. I mean, if that was the case, he would have got signed already.
Here's what I will say, though. I want to throw this one at you. I love that you mentioned him because, I mean, I was going to say that, but he was in Washington and he played with Terry McLaurin and they went to Ohio State together. But, like, you know, just having that brotherhood, right? He'd be with Chris Olave, went to Ohio State. I would like that as like like you said, give me some juicy weapons. Well, now is he going to be healthy a lot? Probably not. Does he answer the question in terms of like different, you know, receivers do different things for the offense? Not that either. but he's an exciting player. I want the re-signing to happen, and I want the John Feliciano guard signing from the Niners. That's it.
What kind of quarterbacks out there?
There's this rumbling. Oh, Jameis went to the Browns. I feel like we should mention that. There's this rumbling. Again, our guy in our Discord got some sauces saying that maybe, potentially, as things continue to go this route, that Jimmy G might become the core, like the backup for the Saints. And I'm just like, why? I'm not even debating where the information is coming from because he, you know, usually when things are said and he puts things out there, not, you know, they come to fruition pretty often than not. If that's the case, why the hell did they draft Jay Kaner, Ryan?
It's another questionable pick, man. Like, I know it's a late round pick, but still, it's like
it's a fourth, and I still think that like Jay Kaner could potentially like at least be like a serviceable NFL backup at the very least.
Which is valuable. That's a valuable thing. People are spending $5, $8, $10 million a year on backup quarterbacks, you know? So, I mean, if you could get one under a rookie deal, like, you're talking about one of the most valuable position in the NFL. And it's like, why not try your damnedest to make sure you, especially if you got somebody in house, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to make sure, okay, do I have something here or not? And I just get the feeling that they're like, they just moved on from him already. Just like, seen enough.
What?
And I'm like, I haven't seen enough. I mean, y'all tell me.
Bro, they are doing, not to the same degree, the same thing they're doing with fucking Jake Haener, especially at some point in offseason if they sign Jimmy Garoppolo. They did the same thing to Trevor Penning, bro. Drafted him, right. He played, got hurt, plays a little bit second season. They're just like,
yeah.
Nah. Even though he was like the penciled in, pinned in starter all of training camp, like right. Last season. There's a part of this pattern that either one or two things are happening. Either the players that they identified and they drafted were just not good, like the scout, like what have you, or the players are good, or maybe the players that at the very least decent, but there's not enough coaching acumen on the team.
Right.
To coach these, like, it's one of the two. So, that's and either way, theory. for the Saints, you're bad. Either you're bad at drafting players or identifying prospects, and you're bad at drafting them, or you're pretty decent at drafting players, and the coaches on the team aren't able to coach them. Period.
I mean, they love to say we're in the quarterback development business.
Thank you for saying that, because when that came in our Discord, it's the first thing that came into my mind. Because I'm like, why did they draft Jake Haener if y'all in the quarterback business?
Make it make sense. It makes no sense.
But you brought up a good point in the Discord of how players kind of, you know, Jimmy G handsome. You know,
he's like Jimmy.
Fuck porn star. Like, Jimmy just like, hey, like that guy.
They always like, no matter how shitty he played in San Francisco, like the players loved him. Like, they always loved him.
Got that smile. Like, just
got the smile, man.
Like, if Derek Carr get hurt for like a season, and Jimmy, you know what, Jimmy gonna go out there in the offense, bro. He gonna go out there and run the offense. Now, hey, he gonna do more than that?
That's the thing.
Hey, listen, running the offense, Clint Coop. Oh, okay. All right now.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Bro, that might be a problem, right? Like you said.
That's what I'm saying, but like, I don't know if Carr gonna like that sign. I don't know.
Handsome and can run the offense? I don't know.
Gotta get him out of here.
Ooh, that, you know what? I want to see Jake Haener, but just because I love chaos and I love drama, yeah. Bro. Like, bring Jimmy G on, bro.
Bring it. And with Jimmy G, you feel like wherever he's at, he's gonna get on the field.
At some point. You
know, at some point, he's gonna get on the field. So just bring it, bro. Like, bring it here.
Let's wrap this up. Give me four players. Oh. I'm gonna ask you for four players that you want the Saints to come out with rest of free agency. Give me four. I'm also gonna say realistic players, not like.
Give me some names, bro.
Man, even Jonah Jackson got paid by the Rams, bro. The Rams,
yeah, man. They were breaking dudes off on the offensive line, man.
And that's another example of a team that like the Rams don't have like a lot of like name people on the offensive line, but the coaching is so good that the offensive line plays well. Like that's a huge thing. Anyway, position wise, I'm gonna go defensive end. All right, let's see. This is great podcasting. You know what? I'm gonna say this. If the Saints are intent on bringing in an edge rusher, I would want them to bring in a former draft bay, Emmanuel Ogbah, rather than.
Oh yeah. I'd be down with that one.
But if not, I understand. Like the Chase Young thing. Okay, these are my four. Chase Young. Can't fucking believe I'm about to say this. Can't believe I'm going to say this, Ryan. Sheldon Rankins. I said it.
Oh, bring it back, baby. Bring it back.
It's like the Thanos meme, bro. Like,
hey, that'd be a decent signing, bro. Oh,
it would be. That's why
they lost Malcolm Brown. Forgot to mention that.
We did. So Chase Young / Ogba, either one. Sheldon Rankins. John Feliciano on the offensive line. I'm at three. I'll stop there.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, Curtis Samuel, like I said, I threw that out there.
I like that one too. I do.
We got like what, 4 or 5 fifth round picks? You know?
Yeah, three.
See what we could do. But one of them fits, man, maybe a little trade. I mean, you got players like Joe Mixon going for 7th-round picks, you know what I'm saying? Like, see who's on the chop block, who the cap casualties out there that you can get your hands on. I heard, you know, Sam Howell is available, the quarterback, the Commanders. I mean, I don't love him or nothing like that, but, you know, if you're in the quarterback development business, he's somebody that has started potential. He showed some potential last year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Washington was a wreck, you know, so I don't know how much you could take away from it. But you know, I'd throw a 6th-rounder for him or something like that to see if it's available. Didn't Juwan Jennings get tendered for the 49ers?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. They put a second-round tender on him, yeah.
Here's a question for you. I'm asking this because I feel like our boy Mitch in Hawaii, he's asked it. Where would he's been through a lot of injuries, a lot of tread on the tires. He's older. He's 33. And it wouldn't be a long-term answer. Where would you feel about Tyron Smith?
It's so fascinating, bro, because, look, I have not studied him, you know, his snaps last year with the you know, with the Cowboys or whatever. It would be a very risky, you know, Champ Bailey type signing where, you know, you come in for the training camp and just, you know, just like, I'll be like, I'm done. You know, I don't want to play no more, and just leaves. So I would have to look to see how, but he's such a great technician to where I don't think it's possible for him to be bad.
Right.
At a left tackle, you know what I'm saying? He might be average, maybe below average, but he won't be bad. Because, when he get his hands on you, it's over.
It's over, bro.
But, you know, he just doesn't have that movement ability like he used to. He's had some injuries. And I think just the level of player, he's a future Hall of Famer. He's going to cost just off the name. Or he just wouldn't play. Like, he would just lie, would just ain't worth my time. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely something I'll look into, you know?
You know who's a free agent that I didn't realize he was a left tackle for the Chiefs last year? Former Buck, Donovan Smith. That means he's won 2 Super Bowls. One with Tom Brady and the Bucks, and one with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Damn.
So he was Kansas City's left tackle this past season. He's a free agent. He signed a 1-year, $3 million contract with the Chiefs last free agency. So there's talent out there. There's talent out there.
Yeah.
It's just going to be interesting to see how the rest of it unfolds. And then the last point I wanted to hit, and it kind of goes against the whole trend because they did sign Willie Gay. He didn't have a visit, but just feel maybe I'm just maybe just too tuned into the Saints. And I know you said that Ross Jackson had mentioned this too, and I didn't see Ross make this point, but it just seems like the Saints are very visit heavy compared to like the rest of the teams around the NFL, bro. Rest of the teams around the NFL, bro, just I just get notifications like boom boom boom, this team signed this player, this boom boom boom. No, not one visit. You gotta have a visit to have to convince Maddox to sign.
Convince?
It sticks out to me, right? Like the Chase Young one, I get that one. Like he's a
yeah.
He's got the pedigree. He's a top five pick. He's gonna be in high demand. Why are y'all setting up a visit for fucking Maddox? Unless it's like a physical thing you want to see. Yeah. I don't know, bro.
I don't know. You might be on to something, bro. Like, you know, it's something that just, it's notable.
Right.
You know? But look,
it could be
at the end of the day, though, the Saints ain't, you know, a landmark team no more. You know, I remember when CJ Spiller, like, contacted Sean Payton, like, man, I want to come play for you. You know, Sean, like, fuck it, man. Here's a contract, you know? Like that ain't
day's over, bro.
Day's over. Ain't nobody selling DA to hey big head text. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's
or Derek Carr, unless speaking of which, you know that soon come, bro. Which soon is, come. I say that jokingly, but like he's kind of like very good for like what the offense needs. Just like just a chain mover, whatever.
Oh yeah,
but like he's looked not great. Some of that's injury. Some of that's the quarterback play. In Vegas, but I would not be shocked at all if he ends up the same.
It just screams such a Saints move, and it's going to be those little all season pieces written about how you know good their chemistry is, and then it nothing comes from it. Like you know what I'm saying? Like it ends up just being like. Then you start seeing where's Jake? Where's Hitter? Where's Renfro? You know, where's Renfro pieces? You know, in mid October, you know,
I don't know. If they want to keep a wide receiver that Derek Carr trusts, might as well just keep fucking Keith Backwood on that bill. Oh my God. Only reason that man was getting playing time. Anyway, the Saints did make a good signing. They signed Willie Gay. It fortifies that linebacker position, a solid tackler. And it's going to be exciting to see him play next to DeMario, and don't know what that means for Pete Warner, but we will continue to keep at it. Free agency is ongoing. It officially starts tomorrow, but a lot of deals are agreed to already. But thank y'all so much. We wanted to get this one out, a shorter one, but just get it out there because it is free agency. It is a frenzy. It is everything is happening. It's like the new year in the NFL. So thank y'all so much for all the support. If you are wanting to attend the Saints Block Party podcast draft party meetup, please, please, please make sure you RSVP. The last date to RSVP is the 22nd of April. If you want to join us on the 25th, the for round run of the draft in New Orleans. So please be a Patreon and RSVP if you want to or if you are planning to attend. Think that's it. We will be back if we need to. If there is an emergency podcast we need to record, might have one this week. Don't even know. We'll just continue to wait and see. But thank y'all for all support. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for just supporting us and just listening. Like it means so much to us. If you're watching this on YouTube, like and subscribe, Apple, Spotify, give us 5 stars, leave a comment. We appreciate it. With that, we're out.
Peace.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.